3, 2, 1. Yes, you got it. Hello, everybody. My name is Stephen Brody Stevens, and welcome to the Festival of Sports and Friendship from Burbank, California, on the All Things Comedy Network here in the San Fernando Valley, home of the Burger King from the Back to the Future films, also home to Del Taco, where I had dinner last night on Northern Laurel Canyon. And it's always a pleasure to be back here doing the show. Now, let me ask, is a graphic up by chance or no? Yeah, they can look at me. They can look at me. Let's go to that one. I mean, that's what I was hoping, you know. Well, that got messed up. I'm the laughing stock now. Because it was 3, 2, 1, boom, I talk, we bring up. Now everyone's saying, oh, I'm the bad guy. That's how this town is. I have been... No, Emma, occasionally when you want, you can flip the camera angle, you know. We're on a podcast. 3, 2, 1. Yes, you are listening to a podcast. You're watching a Twitter. You're listening to a Periscope. And you are sensing retweets that were put in your direction to open this up and listen. Look, my mind is scattered. I'm scattered. However, my stand-up has been fairly focused. I've been getting laughs. I've been getting that Wednesday night closing spot at the Comedy Store. I'm doing Squat Melt again tonight. That's a hip show. That's one of the hipper shows. They're saying Squat Melt could be the next Hot Tub, the next Virgil taking place, the next Jonah and Kumar. You know, they could be saying that. That's what I'm in. Again, I'm on the ground floor of another show that's gaining popularity, that's gaining a cool factor. And then I'll be pushed out, of course. Oh, we can't work with Brody. He yells. We can he, like, not be so positive? That's what they're trying to do. And I'm not doing Operation Mockingbird. Okay? Mockingbird. I'm not doing Operation Squidward. I'm not doing it. I'm bringing comedy back into laughter. All right? That's what I'm trying to do. It's like Twitter. Honestly, I think I should just podcast. I think I should just Periscope. I think I should just do stand-up. But you're still going to run across politics, I suppose. I mean, where would I run across politics? Okay? Where would I run across politics? I go on Twitter. All right? So how do I avoid politics on Twitter? Don't go on Twitter. Don't go on Facebook. So you don't go on social media. Okay. So I'm basically giving up. I'm a comedian. Do I have to be on there? I am creative, but is it best to put it on Facebook? Is it best to let it sit on Facebook? Is it best to let it sit on Twitter? Or is it best to let it fly out into the ether on Periscope, on a podcast? What's more natural, speaking or writing? Speaking or tweeting? I don't know. You know, are words, do people get in trouble for podcasts or they get in trouble for tweets? What is more damaging? What is more real? Speaking? Is it freedom of speech or freedom of tweet? I don't know. To me, it seems like tweeting is there's muscles involved. There's travel from your brain to your fingertips. But then you can speak it into your phone. If you want to go that route, you can actually speak your tweet into the phone. Now, what does that say? I got to think about that one. But when you're speaking it into your phone, you know it's ending up somewhere. That's what I'm getting at. It's going to be transcript. You know when you're speaking a tweet, even though you're not typing it with your thumbs, you're trying to get around my rules. You're trying to backdoor it. It ain't going to happen. You know you're tweeting. You know somebody's going to read it, not hear it. Read it. So when you know it's being read, when it's going to sit on paper and be consumed on a screen, that does have a factor in what's being put out. I'm sorry. Whereas if you speak it, speak from the heart. They don't say tweet from the heart. They say speak from the heart. They say speak. Now we have Brenton coming in. I'm a little bit of a roll, but here's the other thing. Brenton's a professional. He's got stuff to do. He's got stuff to do. And I do want to say, okay, I'm gonna hold on for 1 second. Brenton,
yes, sir.
What do you want me to do? You want me to pose or you want me to talk or do you want me to, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question, but I'm off camera. So
you're off camera.
Off mic.
Okay, you're off mic. Good. You're up, but so we're on Twitter, just to let you know. We're on Twitter, we're on Periscope. And we're on podcast. Let me ask, do you have time available to come back and sit for 10 or 15 minutes?
I can do it right now for 10 or 15 minutes.
You can't, you got to do it now. Okay.
I can do it now because I'm going to be leaving in
2:55. Let's get you in right now. Let's get you in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how this show is. We think on the fly. We adjust. You know, I was on a spiel. I was like focused. But this is more important right now. This is more important. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the man, the guy behind the public persona of all things comedy, of the Comedy Store. He is an important cog in the machine that may or may not. He gets the respect, but it's like people may not know. They're not putting two and two together. I do. And he's here. He's consistent. He's a, maybe he's a workaholic. The guy's everywhere. And it's impressive. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here right now. And I consider him a friend.
Thank you, Brody.
His voice almost cracked. Here he is, Brenton Biddlecom. Yes, you got it. Brenton, thank you for being here. So, let me focus on you right now. You know, you're putting this on Instagram something?
Yes, sir.
Instagram for All Things Comedy.
Yes.
I love coming to All Things Comedy.
But can we talk about your special?
Yeah.
Just in case the fans don't know about it?
Okay. Well, I think the fans know.
Well, let's talk about it so everyone knows. Let's do a little promo for that right now.
Okay. So what do you want me to say? Let's set it up for the... Yeah. Tell me what to say for the Instagram.
So it's out now. It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. And what else should I say? Just tell me what to say and I'll do it.
Say the title of the special.
What's the okay, I'll say the title.
Live in the main room. It's available now on iTunes.
Stephen
Brody Stevens.
Enjoy
it.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. You can see my special live from the main room. It's available now on iTunes. Yes, you got it. How was that?
That's good.
Can you put it out? Let me hear it. You can put it in the mic. Let's hear it.
From the main room, it's available now on iTunes. Yes, you got it.
Yeah, there you go. I'll tell you what, Brenton. I've been, I'm just hard on myself. I've got a lot of things happening who doesn't, everyone's got their own issues. But when you have a special out or you have to do something professional, when you're on your own, I could see why people. This has been a theme on my podcasts recently. It's like I'm not running into trouble, but I can see like how, as I near 50, I just turned 48. You could see like, wow, by having a girlfriend with you or a wife or a partner, which I'm not into that, but a child, a dog, you're seeing situations like, just normal life. But also just talking to people. You know, when you're a bachelor, you have to get out of your house to talk and socialize.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could see why people get married, why people have kids, why also like in terms of protection. I talked about like having a manager. I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, like, or the pre-podcast. I don't know. Like, if I had my father still around, I probably would never have started smoking pot. I would have to hide it from him. Mm-hmm. If I had maybe a brother who was my manager, or I had a girlfriend who took care of my business issues, or I had, I'm not making excuses. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying I could see how those social, those, you know, being a human, I can see how it, why, not why people do it, but the benefit of it. You know, yeah, I went my own way, but that laundry's piling up. Yeah, I went my own way, but I'm going to Del Taco every night. Yeah, I went my own way.
As someone who has a girlfriend, the laundry is twice as much.
Oh, it is? Now, yeah. I knew I'd get in trouble for saying laundry.
Yeah.
I just threw it out there. But that does help.
There's a lot more laundry. We change our sheets every week now. It used to be once a month.
Once a month?
Then she moved in. Now it's every week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good, but there's a lot more
laundry. Used to be once a month?
I would do it once a month.
Change your sheets once a month?
I'm not like a dirty guy. I shower before bed, so it's not like I'm getting in there disgusting.
Oh, really? I thought I was weird.
No.
Because I'm like once every... I mean, I'll put myself in that once a month ballpark, or, mm-hmm. you know, whenever I change the batteries on my smoke detector is when I change my... my Sonicare toothbrush, mm-hmm. and my bed sheets, my Sonicare bed sheets. No, that's good. It's good to know but I sweat at night sometimes. You ever sweat?
I don't really sweat, no.
I wonder where that comes from. Is it from, some people think it's from certain supplements, that if you take MSM.
And that's possible.
Which is.
You know, if I drink, which I don't do that often, but if I drink a lot, then I probably sweat. You know, in my suite, I think it's just your body
releasing toxins,
working whatever you have in you out.
But there's a supplement, MSM, which is sulfate. It's good for cognitive, connective tissue. It's good for detox. It's good for lungs. And they say, like, I'll take that and you'll like sweat stuff out of you overnight. Mm-hmm. I feel like it does that. So, and again, we talk about this. I think comedians, at least I do. We talk about physical because that's what it's our bodies. We're in tune with our bodies. So if I'm telling, you know, I think they should listen to comedians talking about health. What do you think about that?
I think it's very important. I think your health as a comedian is probably the most important thing because you can't work if you're not healthy. There's
exactly.
A lot of traveling. It's high stress. There's a lot of pressure mentally to write material, work on material, actually do material in front of people, develop the act and...
Yeah.
You know, it's stressful every weekend flying, you know, going to the airport, going through TSA, getting delayed.
TSA pre.
You know, living out of hotels, so you have to stay healthy.
Yeah. And it's like, and I'd be up there and I'm telling about, do you take apple cider vinegar? And like three people raise their hand. I go, mm-hmm. You should be doing it. Look at me. I have no acid reflux. Look at my jeans. I've lost inches off my waist and legs. My legs have actually shortened up. I think, and then if I do a joke, they don't laugh. I go, wow, you didn't laugh? Are you on the marquee tonight? Are you on the lineup? Can you get a Red Bull delivered to you? I can. Trust me. When I say something, I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, listen, I was just doing shtick here.
No, I know.
So, Brenton, yes, I have a special coming out. And
no, it's out now.
Yes. It just came out yesterday.
Yes.
It's available on iTunes, and it was, and also the album, which is on
Amazon. Is it digital
Amazon.
Or physical?
I don't even know. I should look into that. I need to follow up
right
on
now.
These things. And you know what? When you texted me today, you talked to me about. I mean, I feel like they sent me a promotional package to promote a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't follow up on it. I think like I said, I was talking.
Can you forward me that?
Yes,
I'll follow up. I'll do it for you.
Okay, yes.
I'll definitely pump it from ATC and have everybody share it, but from the store as well. And the store's very active right now, especially the Instagram, because we've had a couple of big days.
Yeah. I just don't know if I'm like confident about it. I don't want to bring anybody down with my like by promoting me and I say something on there.
It's just part of the thing. Yeah. Are you proud of the special?
I mean, I think so. I'm not saying it's amazing.
But it's so unique in what it is.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about specials. Like, the market's so saturated.
Right.
The specials aren't really special anymore.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one in every 100 specials, that person has a great special, and they break, and they actually see return, you know, because there's just so many of them. But the way that you shot yours was different from any other special, so people should see it just to appreciate the art. It's not just, here's a guy coming out to a hot crowd doing an hour.
No.
You went on late. You went, what, 2.5 hours into the show?
Like a couple hours, I mean, we try to replicate.
People left before you got on stage.
Of course. That's what normally happens. That's all I tried. I try to replicate what I would do on a normal Saturday night.
And that's why I liked it so much.
So that being said, we had to, you know, fudge a couple things. You know what I mean? Just for like technicalities, meaning, you know, the lineup or when we started the show even, because these guys, they weren't going to be, you know, it just had to be.
Got it right here.
Okay, cool.
Sorry to interrupt. Which camera is it?
Which camera?
So you can rent it or buy it. You can rent it for $4.99. You can buy it in HD for $12.99.
Oh, you can rent it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just got. Do you have to rewind it when you return?
Currently reviewed 5 stars.
Oh, really? I'm like an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
How many? I bet you it's only 1-2 reviews so far.
I wasn't gonna say how many reviews. I was just trying to say it was 5 stars.
There's no reviews yet.
No, there's one review.
It's negative.
No, it's positive.
Oh, it is.
It's 5 stars.
That's good enough for me. Yeah. I mean, I've not really.
This is a great review too. It's exactly what
it's
I was
saying.
It's
probably somebody I know.
Jay Harlan.
Rings a bell.
This is late night comedy store performance personified. It's not some super polished theater special. It really represents what it's like after midnight there, and I'm sure that's what Stephen Brody Stevens was going for. Nailed it. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace, Hollywood Jesus.
There you go. Hollywood Jesus is in it. That wasn't planned. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't planned like for him to be in it and then for him to pass away in between it. Not being, you know, it would have been nice for him to see this. I could have used him to promote it. but we all love Kevin. I don't want to get emotional.
But you should be proud of what you made, and you should be putting it out everywhere, and you don't have to feel ashamed promoting yourself.
All right.
Because everybody else is.
All right, I'll give you my email passwords.
Okay.
I want you to take over my account.
Sure.
No, I mean, can I adopt you?
Yeah.
I need.
I mean, I'm 30. But yeah.
Well, you know what? No, because I had a roommate. I could probably use a roommate. Not ask. I'm not.
Well,
you know,
sheets. I come with a girlfriend and a dog.
I love dogs. No, I had a roommate. My Johnny Spanish. It's good to have having a roommate.
Yeah.
But sometimes because I'll be at the comedy store. I'm not the comedy. I'll be home and I'm not going to the comedy store. I'm not being social. I'm not doing stuff.
Because you get comfortable just being with yourself and you don't feel like getting up off the couch.
It's a little tired, and it's also a little like I'm like locked into Twitter. I'm like watching the news. It's because the news is changing every half hour. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of that, maybe a little bit of smoking pot, but you smoke pot at the comedy store too.
So maybe
just
you
a combination.
You mean to just start shutting off Twitter between the hours of like 6 and 10:30?
Yeah.
Go, okay. I'm going to do something comedy related now. I'm going to shut off social media and just ignore it for this amount of time, and I'm going to go and do stand-up.
Right.
Or I'm going to go and do something that'll be positive towards my career and progress.
I mean, but I honestly feel just like probably everybody feels. I have something. I feel I can help the situation. I'm trying to bring people together. I don't like outrage on either side about – I'm not even outraged. I'm just trying to like, can we try? I'm trying to put, I mean, as a comedian, it's almost, as a comedian, it is impossible to avoid Twitter. I do. Yeah. I mean, I'm away from it for 2 hours. You know, that's the thing about working. Like when I would do audience warm up, you know, I turn off that phone. I'm completely focused. Like when I'm doing my stand up, I turn off my phone. I can't be, you know, so I just have to stay busy. But yeah, I think part of it's being comfortable. And the other thing is also, you know, I do my spots. I don't want to push it too hard. Like tonight, I'm going to do the comedy store. I get to do a long extended set, which is nice. And then I also am doing Squat Melt out in the, you should come by and do that if you can get away.
What's Squat Melt?
That's in the back alley of Meltdown. We've done, this will be number 12.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, every week, Howard Kramer, he's the host. He's got a show here, I think. I don't know.
How long until they tear down? Because I live literally two blocks over from Meltdown. And
they're looking for a social media guy.
They're no, tearing, stand up. But they're tearing the entire, I actually interviewed for that job a while ago.
oh, you told me about that.
They're tearing down that entire.
Are you like, sure they're tearing, are you sure?
I live in that neighborhood and I've been sent the letters from the city saying, this is our plan. Here's the date for a hearing. They're going to tear it all down. It's going to be like 300 apartments, condos, and like a grocery store. I think it's going to be a Pavilions. And they're tearing down from that liquor store on Curson all the way past on the same block as the Meltdown.
Well, this will be the last Squat Melt happening tonight. Thanks a lot, Brenton. Breaking news, Squat Melt will be finished. Now, well, Howard said that there may be... Because that's what he originally said.
Well, I got it. I mean, it's not a permanent thing. I'm getting the letters saying that there's going to be hearings.
Post-dated. I need to see dates.
Yeah. So I'll try to... I might have one.
Maybe you can forward.
Yeah.
Because Howard said... He said the guy created, Squat Melt creator, Howard Kramer.
Dragon Boy Suede.
Dragon Boy Suede. Host of Who Charted with Natasha Leggero, where I'll be a guest on Monday.
That's awesome.
Howard was also in Austin Stories. Remember that? That was on MTV back in the day. He was on that. And then he wrote...
And one of the greatest bits ever, Have a Summer.
Have a Summer. There you go. It's officially the first day of summer today. So there's a lot of connections, a lot of energies. But Howard said originally they're going to, I think, tear it down. And then I heard that he spoke... Howard had spoken to the owners and maybe they weren't going to. I don't know. He would know. You would know. I'm just on the sideline.
I don't know anything about it. I've just gotten, I think, three letters now from the city saying that this was their plan.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Now, let me ask. Now, the Comedy Store, you're saying like the last few nights, it's been crazy there?
Yeah, last night was insane in particular. But Monday night, okay, so Sunday night, all the shows were sold out, and we had Jim Jefferies and Jimmy Carr drop in.
Those are drop-ins.
Yeah, and the lineups were already stacked.
And that was on Sunday.
Spage, Schneider, D'Elia, Marin, Bobby, like stacked.
Right.
And then Jefferies, Judd Apatow as well dropped in. Last Monday was
what are you talking about?
Kill Tony. He was very political.
Oh, great.
But Kill Tony, 5th year anniversary
show. Of course,
show, yeah. And Bruce Buffer did the intros, which was crazy.
I know Bruce.
And so on Twitter, that actually became, I shot video for the store, and we actually became a Twitter moment for a second.
Nice.
Which has only happened one other time.
When I did my special?
It was when Mitzi passed.
Oh, well.
So many people were talking about it.
Got it, yeah. Love Mitzi.
And then last night, Chappelle came in. And the lineup was already just off the charts insane.
Right.
So everything was sold out. You know, you had Roast Battle was full. Chappelle went up there and was a judge. And then he came down to the OR and went on at like 1:45 in the morning.
Was it packed in the OR at 1:45? Did people stick around? Did they come back? Because sometimes
People come back because it gets out quick that he's on stage. And a lot of the people that come in are comics, but people come back. So you might start with a dozen people, but by the end... You know, there's 120 people in there.
I don't know why, like last night, maybe because my special came out, I was putting my energy into something else. But, I mean, again, when you go to the Comedy Store, I'm going to say, you know, 95% of the time something positive is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you perform. That's a positive. We'll just say most of the – when you perform, we'll say 95% of the time that's
positive. Can I
interject? Yes, you can.
So – it seems like you're feeling guilty that you didn't go last night, but the thing is, look at a guy like Sebastian.
FOMO, fear of missing out.
But
look at
a guy like Sebastian. He goes, just does his set and leaves immediately. So he goes there because it's a place of work, but outside of there, he's doing all these other things that are propelling his career. So maybe, you know, I don't think you want to hang out at the store every single night because you have so many good things going on that you want to focus your energy
on sleeping,
but also on working on multiple projects.
Also, here's the other thing. I honestly feel that I have to like take care of my mom a little bit. My mom is 87.
Well, that's very important too.
And I can't, it's hard for me to, I feel like, yes, I can promote my special, but for me to, I have to kind of like pace myself. I mean, I'm driving down there. I'll drive down there once a week, once every 10 days. Again, it's not that bad to drive, but still, again, being by myself, I have to pack.
Yeah.
That's a lot of packing. No, I mean, but.
But I mean, if you're putting in a good 3 to 4 nights a week at the store.
Yeah, that's good.
That's very good.
And then I do my social media.
Yeah.
I'll do my Periscope.
You have so many good things going on.
Yeah, I do appreciate it.
It works into the same thing that's going to push your career forward. So they're all very important. But social media, you should be plugging the special like crazy. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I just get
and,
I get
and you
in
have
my
a
head.
Lot of friends in I the get, business.
I know, I saw that today. And I know I do. I know I do, but also I feel like I've not been supportive of guys like I should be in the past. I have not been involved socially like I should have been.
But you can change that.
Yeah. I mean, it could be that I'm older. It could be the political environment we're in right now. Maybe I just sense I just kind of worn out from not that everyone at the Comedy Store is not that it's a crazy political hangout, but there are guys involved politically on you know, who make waves, who hang out there sometimes, and it's just a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to stay positive, but again, I'm making excuses for not going to the Comedy Store. I guess I can go, but if I'm tired, I'm tired, right?
Yeah. That goes back to your health. If you're tired, you don't want to
push it. I think
you
sleep's
don't burn yourself into the ground.
I mean, I think sleep's important. People would pay money for sleep.
Yeah, I would pay money for sleep.
I mean, here's the other thing. I go to the Comedy Store. Who's to say, like, I went there last night. Maybe I book a gig. Maybe somebody, I mean, whenever I go, somebody always would say, Brody, you want to be on my podcast? Brody. I mean, yesterday I did Sam's. I mean, the other night.
Yeah, you did Punch Drunk.
Well, yeah.
Now you're doing the UFC live show, right?
At the dojo.
Yeah.
And that went from me doing my spot, not even having a spot, Monday night, coming in, I did the improv.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the improv, and then I drove up, and I go, you know what? It's because it's before 10. I'll put my name in the potluck, and I'll go peek into Kill Tony. So, but this was around like 9:30. Mm-hmm. So I put my name in the potluck, watch a little bit of Kill Tony. I want them to do their thing. See, I've had problems that, you know, I've been on Kill Tony a few times, but I'm not like in that. I'm not really in anybody's scene necessarily, I feel. I'm like spread thin. Oh, yeah, everyone likes me, but I haven't shown the commitment. Why haven't I gone to Kill Tony every Monday night? Why haven't I gone to Roast Battle every Tuesday? But I do go to Roast Battle quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I go to Roast Battle, but I'm just going through my head. It's like, because it is a community, and you got to be in it to win it. And you got to, like, that's why I feel like this, I'm not bummed out. I mean, I really appreciate you reaching out, and there are guys who, like, said good things, but. And Joey Diaz, and I think people do want to help, and I think part of it is
they definitely do.
But I think I need to do a better job with.
So what I need from you is, if you have promotional materials, please send them to me so I can share them. And I have a very wide reach with ATC and the Comedy Store, and we definitely want to promote it on both of those things, as well as a newsletter that will go out tomorrow, and I can put the link in for people.
Can I use you as an emergency contact?
Yeah,
Brenton,
of course. But I do have to go.
There's never had this happen on a podcast.
More work to be done.
Brenton, thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate it. Brenton Biddlecomb, everybody, comedian.
Seriously, send me that stuff.
Okay, I'm going to today. I have my iPad right here, and it's charged and ready to send. Brenton Biddlecomb, everybody. Comedian, social guy, person. Emma, did you hear any of that?
Yeah.
Did it seem like a good podcast moment? So now we're back in here. Here we go. We're back in. That was Brenton. I have my special coming out on the... It's out now. I forgot. Yeah, you can rent it. You can rent it. Brenton told me you can rent it. Brenton told me you could rent it, is what he told me. Brenton just told me you can rent my special. And yes, I feel good about it. I feel that the special captured what I did that night, and it captured essentially what I do or can do or what I have done, on top of saying, hey, this is a special. So all of those elements involved, like, yes, I'm having fun that it's a special. Yes, I'm trying to recreate some moments. And yes, within creating those moments is kind of funny too. It's just a mix. It's just a mix. There's silly music, silly drumming. It's late at night, and I did everything I could. So, I mean, the first set, I did two shows. The first set, the audience was packed, and I did well, but it was like too perfect almost. So we wanted to say, let's go later, let's go later, let's go later, where the audience is kind of beat down. Then I go out. We wanted it fractured. We wanted the room blasted out. So that being said, it was like, yes, there are some, you know, I had to navigate certain, you know, trenches to get the realism, to get what we did. So I would say, yeah, I need to do a better job of promoting it. I didn't really. Again, I was probably waiting for somebody like Brenton to look out for me. Do I have a manager? Yes. Do I have an agent? Yes. Did they send me an email? Yes. Did I get a phone call? No. A text? No. I got emails, and I'm okay with that. And again, I'm not blaming, but sometimes all it takes for me is like a little fire lit, or maybe like what Brenton did right there, threatening me, storming off my podcast. That's the kind of action I need to see that might, again, light the fire and say, hey, I'll meet you for coffee. You want to make that appointment? I will meet you for coffee. And look what happened with that, by the way, with you. Coffee is different from a show, but again, getting back to what I did, Monday night, Sam sees me. Hey, you want to come on the podcast tomorrow, Tuesday, Punch Drunk? Yeah, boom, I come on Punch Drunk, we talk about that, bing, bing, bing. Another show pops up on during Punch Drunk. Do you want to be on that show? Yes. So I had two shows just by showing up at the Comedy Store. So again, I know what to do. It's just a matter of doing it. I know what to do. It's a matter of doing it. And there's also no need to self-sabotage. But I'm going to throw this in. It definitely, look, me personally, I have made mistakes in my life. I have, Emma? Can we switch that other angle? Okay, that's good. I have made mistakes in my life. I've caused my issues, my problems. Forget exactly what I was saying. But yeah, comedy's good. I got to stay focused. I switched the angle. Yes, you are listening to the Stephen Brody Stevens Positive Push Festival of Sports and Friendship. You can find my special, the album, on Amazon. The audio album on Amazon. Now, the special, like I said, I think shows what I did. It's not perfect, but it shows what I did. And I don't know exactly. Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel good about it. Could I have done a better job at promoting? I guess, but it's not too late. But Brenton wants to help. But I think part of it is being social, getting out there. But it's so crazy politically right now that it's draining. And then it factors in, and I spoke about it earlier, how I think I'm getting beat up. But you know what? Maybe if I had the girlfriend that I had, would be some, she's a crazy progressive liberal. I don't know. I can only speak for what I have right now, what I have here and what I do. Meaning that I was born in the Valley, went to Reseda High School, played baseball at Tarzana Little League. I was born Jewish. Raised Gemini, lived in Simi Valley for 3 years, lived in Sacramento for 3 years. Drove a Pinto, parents divorced, played baseball at Arizona State University. Not bar mitzvahed. Lived in Seattle for 3 years. Began my trek into humor. Then I went to New York City for 3 years. Continued my trek into humor, but in another time zone. Arizona was a different time zone also. And then I came back. And I don't fall for it. I had my own. I'm letting you know on this podcast today, June 20th, 2018. You're not going to change my mind unless you brainwash me, because I know my experiences. I was around before email. I was around before the internet. So my relationships, eyeball to eyeball, hand to hand combat, are ingrained in my being, my DNA. That's what it is. I didn't have Twitter. I didn't have email. I didn't have DirecTV. I like how you switch that camera angle. I didn't have those things. So it's in me, genetically. My experience is going to public school, being bused, driving a Pinto, living in an apartment that was like a prison yard, being born Jewish, playing baseball surrounded by Aryans in the desert, moving up to Seattle, and look at it now. When I went to Seattle, Bezos went to Seattle. This guy is following me. Look it up. I got to Seattle in February of 94. Bezos shows up in July. Check it out. Probably went to one of my shows. I should be Amazon Prime for free. Then I go to New York City. Take the subway. Tour guide at Radio City Music Hall. Out there talking to the students from the Eastern Seaboard. Then doing barking, bringing in the audiences at the Comedy Cellar. So what I'm getting at is I had to deal face-to-face, eye contact, real life, none of this internet stuff. And those were my experiences. So now the internet comes out. Yeah, I'll factor in some cool new stuff. GPS. You know, some of the, you know, putting up photos is kind of cool. But I'm not going to let it completely take me over. And then same thing with TV. It's getting out of control. It's getting too real. It's getting too good. There's some good TV shows, let's be honest. That's another thing. TV is, why are you so angry? TV is good. Why are you so angry? You're an elite multimillionaire. Do whatever you want to do. Why are you angry? You're the only one who can see it. We can all see it. Why are you angry and I'm not? Why are you angry? And you don't have to worry about eating ever again. I got to worry about if I have enough money for El Pollo Loco. But I'm not angry. What was that noise? Skype made a noise, threw me off. I'm going to write a letter. I'm outraged. What I'm getting at is that you got to try positive energy. It's just kind of a wild atmosphere right now. Let's see what's going on here. And let's call out. Let's see where Erica Ligny, by the way, has gone out on the road. He's left California. Let's call him and see where he is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling Eric Ligny.
Hello.
Eric. Can you hear me?
Hello.
It's Stephen Brody Stevens. Can you hear me?
You there?
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? He just hung up on me.
That's weird.
I just got hung up on by Ligny. I think that's some like some kind of a sabotage move.
I think he can hear you, but I don't know why he
would. Why would he not? That is, something's going on here today. He's calling back. Hello? Eric. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Eric, can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Eric, can you hear me? He just hung up again. This is turning into very, I'm getting frustrated. And you're not allowed to get frustrated in Hollywood. Hold on. This guy's hanging up on me. You don't hang up on me on a live podcast. Put him on speakerphone. No, it's not. It's not. You called back and hung up on me. I called him. And am I being punked again on my own podcast?
Apparently, my phone's going straight to voicemail. So text me or leave a voicemail, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Eric, it's Brody. Could you not hear me? I put you on speakerphone now, but now you're not picking up. So I'm sensing there's been some kind of sabotage. Are you calling? Hello?
What's up, Brody?
Wait, what was wrong with the, could you not hear me before?
Yeah, I had to turn on and off my phone. It does that sometimes to where it messes up.
Wait. So you're telling me that was on your end?
That was on my end, yes.
Well, Emma was stressed out. I was stressed out. I had to call you back on your phone. I mean,
I just won $300.
Oh, wow. That changes everything. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying Arena.
Hold on. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh my God. Eric.
Yeah.
Now they apparently I put you in on our phone and you can't hear me. So it's on our end. You thought it was on your end?
Yeah, I thought it was on mine. My phone does that sometimes.
So you were saying that it was your fault.
I thought it was, yeah.
So apparently it's our fault now?
So I didn't stress Emma out?
No, it's something on our end. It's not his fault.
What game are you playing?
I am playing the cash wheel. I love the little wheel that goes spins around when you get the cash wheel.
Sounds fun. And you won $300, you just said?
Yeah, there's if you get these little quick hits, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you can go up and I got the 7 quick hits and I got $300 from you.
And you have your show. When's your show?
7:30
tonight.
Yep.
Do you have one last night, or is this the first one?
Yeah, we had one last night. The rodeo's in town, so it's very, very different crowd than I'm used to. But it was fun.
How'd you do?
I did okay. I didn't have my best set, but I didn't do terrible. I just I wasn't ready for the room yet. Like I didn't bring my A game. I didn't do that as well as I wanted to.
How much time were you doing?
I did 20.
And did they, so that was last night.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll do better tonight? You're ready for it now?
Yeah, and Bill Dawes gave me a really great tag to one of my jokes. So I can't wait to try it out.
What else did he say?
You really like my stuff. You could tell that I was a little nervous because it was my first feature. And when I got off stage, he came up to me. He was like, well, congrats on breaking your cherry. And he's like, it was really nice. And we went out afterwards and we sang karaoke and it was a lot of fun.
Sounds like something that was like a romantic.
It was romantic. It was bromantic.
So so tonight, how, other than adding that tag, how are you going to treat it differently? Or are you?
I mean, no, I'm not going to treat it differently in the sense that I'm going to go up and do the same stuff I was just doing last night, maybe change up the material, like, in different areas. I didn't do any dark material, and I'm not going to.
Why? Because there were black people in the audience?
No, it's more of a conservative crowd, and, you know, 10-gallon hats. It's very cowboy up here.
And that's why you didn't do your racist stuff?
I don't have any racist stuff, but I didn't do my darker material.
Because they are conservative, or they're cowboys, or what?
because I was warned that it's like one of those, you gotta choose your material wisely. Don't dig yourself a hole. And this crowd, you know, they're not the most comedy savvy crowd.
Yeah, because you're not in Los Angeles. That's why you need to go out on the road and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, and it's really good experience. And I'm lucky I got to do it with Bill Dawes. He's a really, really good comedian, and he's attentive, which is nice.
Do you think you'll be nervous tonight? And I'm not saying I don't get nervous before shows. Do you think you'll be nervous tonight when you go on stage?
Not as nervous, but yeah, I think I'll still be a little nervous.
Do you feel like you'll be able to connect with the racist cowboys?
Yeah, right away. Just being a white guy. No, I mean, it was a pretty mixed crowd. It was good. It was just there's a lot of cowboys in the crowd.
Let me ask you. Yeah, go ahead.
They were really nice. They were like very good audience. After the show, they came up and all said really nice things.
Let me ask you a question. Would I have done well?
Yes, I was actually last night thinking like, why don't you do Reno?
Why don't I?
I don't know. I mean, you could.
They don't ask me. I'm not funny enough.
I got to send the veils to Harry Basil.
How's the hotel?
It's awesome. Yeah, really nice. Set me up in a good room.
It's nice. What compared to a Walmart in a cage?
Compared to my studio apartment in LA, it's awesome.
What hotel they have you at? Sorry for that Walmart in the cage line. I'm just trying to be funny, and there's nothing funny about that. I apologize. Don't tell Judd Apatow.
Oh, yeah. I watched that earlier with you getting upset with Judd Apatow.
I didn't get upset with anybody. I'm doing comedy. You watch
I'm
my pair?
I'm on a losing streak now.
What are you?
I'm down to $225.
Do you have a gambling problem?
Well, I haven't lost any money yet, so I wouldn't call it a problem.
How is the food?
Cantor's Deli is right here.
There's a Cantor's Deli in Reno?
Yeah, and it's really nice. So they give me meal tickets, and I just go get a... I can go to Cantor's. There's a pizza place. There's a buffet. So there's a lot of good food.
How's the weather?
It's a little hot, a little dry.
Are there activities for you to do? Are there roller coasters? Is there a Barnes & Noble?
All I found so far was the cash wheel, and I'm cool with that. That's my favorite activity so far.
How's the swimming, the pool? They have swimming?
I don't mean, yeah, I'm sure they do. I haven't seen it yet.
All right. How are the rooms?
Room's really nice, big.
You share it with Bill?
Thank God, no.
Why?
They'd be a little uncomfortable.
So you guys have your own bed?
Yeah, you get your own room.
Oh, okay. And what's the hotel? Is it it's a nice hotel?
Silver Legacy Casino. Yeah, it's really nice. It's big. It's got a lot of stuff in it.
Clean?
Very clean. Yeah, very friendly. People are friendly.
Are there cute girls there?
Yeah. I'll stick with my girlfriend.
Oh, who's your girl? What's her name again? Jessica?
Jessica McCracken. She's Jezebel on the Periscope.
Oh, okay. Is she there in Reno with you?
No, she was supposed to come, but then ended up having some work stuff. So I'm going to see her when I get to Tampa.
Are you smoking a cigarette right now in the casino?
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm losing money.
Why don't you stop playing the game, put down the cash cab game, and understand that you're on a podcast, Eric. Mr. I'm a feature guy, which is cool, at the Improv Laugh Factory in Reno. Now you're gambling your money away.
I haven't gambled anything away. I'm still up by $92.
Well, you were up $250 before.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you get back to gambling.
I mean, I was thinking you were my good luck charm. Like you were going to add luck to the game. It's kind of like the baseball card game. You put the energy into it, and good things come out.
Do you want to play the baseball card? Would you like to play one round of the baseball card game?
I would love to play one round.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will play the baseball card game coming right up after these messages. Eric, you have 1 minute with the audience. Talk to them. Go.
Message go and get Brody's new special on Amazon and on iTunes. You can get the album on Amazon, and on iTunes you can actually get the video. Thank you.
Have you seen any of it?
I have not. I'm going to buy it when I go to Tampa.
Never mind.
I have to get my credit card. I don't have a credit card, so.
Right. Right. That's what they say. All right. This is the year. Do you remember 1991 at all?
I loved 1991. That was a great year for baseball.
All right.
As a Braves fan, it was really good.
Okay, 1991. I have a card right here. Would you like to guess? 1991.
Okay, 91, I would have to guess Ken Griffey Sr.
That's actually a great guess. It's actually a great guess, Eric, but no.
There goes my dream of hitting. I always want to get the card on the first guess.
Well, you know what? I'm letting you know that was actually a pretty good guess.
So did this person play for Seattle then?
What's your question?
Did the person play for the Seattle Mariners?
Yes.
Ooh, Jay Buhner.
Another good guess, but no.
What position do they play?
Outfield.
Ken Griffey.
No.
Oof. What ethnicity are they?
African American.
African American, 91, Seattle Mariners.
It was the year the card is 91, so it would be the year 1990.
I didn't really know many outfielders from the Mariners.
You've named three of them.
That was my three. That was my Ichiro, but he did 91, was not even close. What is the initials?
I can't accept that. That's like saying, give me his name, and I'll tell you what it is. Give me his initials. I don't think you can. By the way, first of all, you're playing. You're in another state. You're gambling. You're smoking. All of these things are coming into play, and now you're some kind. You're a new. Your feature. And three questions in, you go, give me his initials. Is that where we're at in the baseball card game and your relationship with the game and your confidence level? It's like, Eric, you jump in the front of every photo. You even told me, I don't mean about the photo stuff necessarily, you even told me that you're a little too eager. Would you say that asking for the initials? You could have said, is he righty? Is he lefty? Where was he born? What's his sign? I mean, there's so a myriad, but you didn't do it. Give me his initials.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I just got to... I got to work harder on that.
You got to work smarter. Why wouldn't you say, like, can I get an initial? Give me his initials. It's like what I interpreted.
I'm thinking of the guy I'm thinking of, Dave something. Dave, I can't get his last name in my head, but I know there's a Dave something that played in the outfield for the Mariners. Am I close on that?
No.
Oh, then that wasn't the guy I was thinking of.
I will now shift. This is how you now the baseball card game. This is kind of just getting into it. I will give you an initial. The first initial, J.
Oh, J. I'm not going to get this one. Jay Buhner is the only thing I can think of for the Mariners.
There's a comedian friend that you pal around with at times. What's his name?
Jay Barris. Jay Richards.
Okay. Slow down. Slow down. Jay Richards. Who is Jay Richards?
Never heard of him.
I'm asking you, who is...
Jeff. Okay, so his name's Jeff.
Eric, let me tell you something. You're now playing the baseball card game. You are playing the baseball card game. Yes, he at times goes by Jeff. At times he goes by Jeff.
Jeff. Black guy named Jeff.
Black guy named Jeff. You didn't ask. You have other questions you can ask.
What is his birth sign?
Okay. Did you ask if he's left-handed or right-handed? Did you ask that?
I'm not very good at that. You know that.
So, no, I don't know that.
Is he left-handed or right-handed?
But Eric, why? I mean, why? You asked me his sign. You like giving up by going, what's his astrological sign? When you have the option of to ask, does he hit left or right? Does he throw left or right? I mean, Ichiro throws right and hits left. Ken Griffey Jr.'s, they hit left and threw left.
When I think of Jeff, I think of Jeff Bagwell. He's white. He played for the Astros.
This guy is African-American.
Is this the worst showing of the baseball card game ever?
Eric, stop with the negativity.
Oh. Judd Apatow.
Don't upset me.
I'm about to start losing money.
Well, it's a lesson learned. It's an expensive lesson.
Yeah.
So what do you think the guy's first name is?
Either Jeff or Jason.
All right. It's Jeff. But sometimes he goes by something. What's another form of a Jeff?
Jeffrey.
Okay. Bingo. Black guy named Jeffrey. It's 1991. It's your freaking wheelhouse, Eric.
Black guy named Jeffrey, 1991.
Mariners.
Jeffrey Schaefer?
You could say, did he play on another team? Could I possibly maybe get another initial? But you didn't do that.
What's his predominant?
He's predominantly black.
Oh,
you're racist.
Jeff Leonard.
Ladies, okay. Now piece it all together. On this card, it doesn't say Jeff Leonard. It says. What's another name for Jeff Leonard?
Jeffrey Leonard.
Bingo! That's how you play the baseball card game. It's Jeffrey Leonard. Congratulations. There you go. Jeffrey Berner, Jeffrey Scott are just some of the names that hang out at the Comedy Store. Eric, you did it. You did it. You got it. It's Jeffrey Leonard. How did that happen?
Positivity, pushing, believing.
Yeah. You basically quit two or three times on the baseball card game, and I wouldn't let you quit.
Yeah.
And I had to yell at you.
And I lost $100 during it.
Well, you know what? People pay a lot of money to see me perform. You got one-on-one training right here.
All right, Brody, we just got a cash wheel. You hear that?
Okay, what does that mean? Let's go.
I'm gonna see. I can win some money here.
Here we go. I'm ready. We're listening.
I'm trying. I got to push these things, and it tells me if I get how many spins on the wheel.
Put the cigarette in your mouth and the Dr. Pepper down. Play the game.
Let's do it.
Put the cigarette in your mouth and the Dr. Pepper down. Play the game.
Okay, we get two spins.
Two spins.
By the way, this is the most addicting game.
Are you playing sound effects theater?
If I had thousands of dollars, I would just sit here and play this all day.
Instead of writing jokes, instead of tweeting out fun stuff?
I mean, it almost stopped on the 5,000. It stopped at 500. But
you got 500 bucks?
No, it's 50 bucks.
Wait, you said it stopped on 500.
Yeah, that's 500 times whatever you got on your total. So
you got 50 bucks.
It's spending one more time.
Here we go.
4,000 off, stopped at 400. Okay, so 900 times. So yeah, I just won 70 bucks.
Give him a nice hand. Eric Aligny winning $70. Yes.
Can you hear it racking up the money?
Yes, we can.
Nice.
Who else is playing at the casino? Any bands? Any other comedians?
Actually, Postmodern Jukebox was at our show last night, and they ended up wanting to hang out with us afterwards.
So Who are they?
Very popular, like, alternative type band. They play a lot of old music and newer music.
Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar.
They're pretty cool, though. They were very nice.
Would they think I was funny?
Yes, they would love you.
Well, listen, Eric, good call. I'm gonna have to wrap this thing up. I think I gotta get into sound effects theater. We have that scheduled.
Well, thanks for helping me win 70 bucks.
You won 70 bucks.
Yeah, positivity.
And you were at a successful baseball card game. Not everything's a home run. We had to freaking grind it out.
It was more of a bunt, but that's okay.
It wasn't a bunt. It was a single. It was a single to right field.
Okay.
And then we bunted you over, and then we got another ground ball sacro. It's like we grinded it out.
I enjoyed it. This was a very fun conversation while I just won another 50 bucks.
There you go. You're winning money. We're gambling here on Twitter, on podcasting. Well, Eric, when's your next show? Tonight?
Tonight, 7:30, and then Thursday, 7:30. Friday, we have two shows, 7:30 and 9:30.
So if you're in Reno at 7:30 and 9:30 the next couple few nights, check out Eric Aligny and Bill Dawes at the Reno Laugh Factory.
You got it. And go get Brody's special on Amazon and iTunes.
Go get Brody's special, the album on Amazon, the stand-up video portion on iTunes. You can rent it. You can buy it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Stephen Brody Stevens and Eric Aligny. We'll talk to you later. Good luck, buddy. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Have a good day, Brody.
Yeah. That was Eric Aligny. I think at this point we've done probably 54 minutes of podcasting, maybe 52, maybe 49. I'm going to say between 49 and 53 minutes. Do you have a time of what we might have done, Emma?
1 hour and 3 minutes.
What's that?
1 hour and 3 minutes.
1 hour and 3 minutes. You know what? I'm going to be in 10 minutes, a 10-minute window of a guess. I will accept that. Let me check this out. So we did the baseball card game. Now we are going to enter sound effects theater here on All Things Comedy Presents the Stephen Brody Stevens Festival of Friendship. And you're checking in to the hotel. Hello. Hello. Ow. Don't talk to me that way. I'm here. What do you say? What did you say? I said, don't talk to me that way. Ow! I said, don't talk to me. Can I get some service, please? Can I get some service, please? What are you talking about? What'd you say about my family? What'd you say about my podcast? Are you looking at me funny? Hey, get over here. Don't talk to me that way in a Starbucks. Can I get some help, please? Can I? Now, what I just did on Sound Effects Theater is I took the record scratch, I took Whiplash and Desk Bell, and I turned them into their own individual theater, and I joined them all in. So you have record. Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, what did he say to me? Oh, I was having a great time. And then, oh my gosh, something like that. That's record scratch. Then we move into like, now I'm at a different conversation. Oh, you're talking smack to me? Hey, my name is Harrison Ford. I'm Indiana Jones. There you go. Hi, I'm at the rodeo in Reno with Aligny. Then you go, oh, hi, I'm Eric Aligny. I'm at the hotel. Hi, I just got done playing Cash Crank and won 90 bucks. Hi, where can I get a Dr. Pepper? Hi, where can I get a cigarette? Hi, where can I find Bill Dawes? Eric, get over here. Ow! What'd you say about me? And that is how you play Sound Effects Theater. So, let's see what else we got. Let's see. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. Hi, everybody. My name is Steve. And I'm your friend. Okay, hold on. Hi there. My name is Steve. Let's be friends. Follow me over here. That's funny, I think. Here we go. Hi there. My name's Steve. Let's be friends. Follow me over here. There you go. See what this is. Pinball. Ow, I just banged my knee on the bumper. Wait. What? I'm getting a call. I'm not taking that call. Nobody. Stay with me. I'm not a bad guy. Now the sound's out. Son of a... Now I'm getting angry. Well, stay with me. Now because I took a freaking call... Sound Effects Theater got corrupted. The phone, Sound Effects Theater, I was open. The technology was open. I received a phone call, and then it corrupted the file. That's how you do it. The file is corrupted. On Sound Effects Theater, it's a nightmare. That's a nightmare we didn't want happening. You're listening to Stephen Brody Stevens. I got to get more guests. I say that every week. I say that every week. Come here, little
man.
Get me out of here. Let me get out of here. Stay with me. I thought I was very happy with my special. I thought Eric did a good job today picking up the phone. We had initially some issues, but we battled back. Calling me. Hello? Oh, you're playing a joke on me. That's what they just did. They called me, and then I picked up, and they played a joke on me. You don't do that. Stay with me. Wait, where's this one? Hold on. The hair pulling is... Ow! 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 You knocked me out! What the H? Ow! 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 I'm out. Hold on. Hey, Eric, pick up the phone, Eric. Eric, pick up the phone. It's third period. Everybody line up. We've got class today. I'm going to teach you how to spell. Everybody line up. Get around. And I'm going to shout this. Hey, be quiet. Shh. Quiet. Shh. Don't yawn. Wake up, a-hole. Couple more. I'm thirsty. They don't smack me. Hey, everybody, I'm Steve. All right, we'll wrap this up. Let's call Howard. I don't want to call my mom. I don't want to bug her today. So you can see my special. It's on Amazon, and I'm reaching out right now. We're going to call Howard Kramer. Let's see if he picks up. Howard Kramer. He may not be able to hear us, so that's the problem.
Your call has been
Looks like Howard's not picking up. It's like everybody is against me. I had the Comedy Store social media guy storm out. No, I'm kidding. Listen, I had a good time today. I need to get to work on a few things. We had a good time. Brenton was here. The Aligny phone call. To me personally, I think having the casino, the what are they called? What are they called in the casino? The slot machines in the background. I was mesmerized by the slot machine sound in the background. I felt like the Brenton stuff was pretty good. I felt like Sound Effects Theater had its moments. I do feel that I need to eat. My energy's low. I need to eat. I'm going to call this a successful podcast. Emma, would you call this a successful podcast?
Absolutely.
There, and you've seen a lot of podcasts. You've been around a lot of podcasts. So instinctively speaking, this podcast is fine compared to my other podcast, compared to other. I should walk out today with my head held high.
Yeah. Very on brand.
Very on brand. I like that. Is that something they teach you? Like, is that on brand? Is that like something from college? I like on brand, very on brand. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Eddie Pepitone's going to be up next. I will be back in the coming weeks. You can find me in Ontario Improv with David Spade early next month or in the middle of next month. I think July 8th or 9th. I don't know. That weekend. One of those weekends. In July, you will find me, Stephen Brody Stevens, with David Spade in Ontario, California. You could also find me at the Comedy Store, hopefully 1 to 3 times a week. It's nothing's guaranteed. I don't have a contract. I fill out the W-9s. I get the direct deposit. That's all I can say. You can find me there. The Improv, the Laugh Factory, I do those rooms as well, but not all the time, not as much as the Comedy Store, but I do like them. You could find me at Squat Melt, see how long that lasts. Apparently that's going to build there now. Been doing Squat Melt. You could find my special Late Night in the Main Room live from the main room with Stephen Brody Stevens. Yes. I wonder if I should call it Late Night in the Main Room. Who knows what the title is? Live from the main room. It's kind of funny. Today's podcast was on brand. On brand. And that's all you can ask for when you do a podcast. You can find me on Earl Skakel's podcast. I did Earl's, and that was fun. We're at 6 retweets and 6 likes. That's pretty cool. Festival of Sports and Friendship with SBS from Burbank on ATC. You got me. You got Bill Burr over my shoulder. And that's all you can ask for.
You can find me on Earl Skakel's podcast.
Earl Skakel's podcast.
Did Earl's, and that was fun.
That was fun.
We're at 6 retweets and 6 likes. 6
retweets and 6 likes.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Sports and Friendship with SBS from Burbank on ATC.
From Burbank.
You got me. You got Bill Burr over my shoulder.
Bill Burr over my shoulder. That's all you can ask for.
You can find me on Earl Skakel's podcast.
Earl
Skakel's podcast.
Earl Skakel's.
And that was fun. That was fun.
It really was.
We're at 6 retweets and 6 likes. 6 retweets and 6 likes.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
SBS from Burbank on ATC. From Burbank with me. You got Bill Burr. Bill Burr over my shoulder?
Yeah, so was Ari.
That's all you can ask for.
It really is.
Earl Skakel's.
He's got a good job.
That was fun.
It really was.
We're at 6 retweets and 6 likes. 6 retweets and
6
likes. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. 6 retweets? It's got to be up to 8 now.
Yeah, so was Ari.
So was Ari.
It really is.
I thought today was a good show. We had Eric Aligny.
He's got a good job. That was fun. It really was.
Hello, Brody.
6
retweets and 6 likes.
That's pretty cool. That is cool. 6 retweets? It's got to be up to 8 now.
It's got to be up to 8 now.
Yeah, so was Ari. So was Ari.
No way.
It really is. I thought today was a good show. We had Eric Aligny.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Hello, Brody.
I'm right here.
6 retweets and 6 likes.
That's what they're saying.
That is cool. 6 retweets.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be up to 8 now. It's got to be up to 8 now.
Let me check.
Yeah, so was Ari. No way.
Yes way.
I thought today was a good show. We had Eric Aligny. Yeah, he did a good job.
Skakel was funny, too, the other night.
Hello, Brody. I'm right here.
Hello, I'm here. Stephen, Brody, Stevens.
6 retweets and 6 likes.
That's what they're saying. No, it's up to 8, I betcha.
Uh-huh. It's got to be up to 8 now. It's got to be up to 8 now.
Let me check. What do you think about the special? Available on Amazon.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
iTunes, too.
Skakel was funny, too.
Yeah, that was on the podcast the other night.
Hello, Brody. I'm right here. Hello, I'm here.
I'm Stephen, here.
Brody, Stevens.
We haven't left.
3 tweets and 6 likes. That's what they're saying. No, it's up to 8, I bet you.
It could be 9.
It's got to be up to 8 now. Let me check. What do you think about the special? Available on Amazon.
You can rent it.
No way. Yes.
You can buy it. iTunes.
Yeah, he did a good job. Skakel was funny, too.
Yeah, that was on the podcast the other night. I'm here.
Brody Stevens.
We haven't left.
3 tweets and 6 likes. That's what they're saying. That's up to 8, I bet you.
It could be 9.
It's got to be up to 8 now. Let me check. What do you think about the special? Available on Amazon.
You can rent it.
No way. Yes.
Way. You can buy it. iTunes. I'm confused.
Skakel was funny, too. Yeah, that was on the podcast the other night. I'm right here. Hello, I'm here.
I'm here.
Brody Stevens. We haven't left. Could be 9.
You know, you're listening to Stephen Brody Stevens, Positive Push, Friendship, All Things Comedy.
You can rent it. Yeah.
Burbank.
You can buy it. iTunes.
MS.
I'm confused.
Hello?
I'm confused. Yeah, that was on the podcast the other
I'm going to wrap it up. Anyway, listen, thank you very much.
You're listening to Stephen Brody Stevens' Positive Push Friendship.
What's happening here?
Burbank.
Yeah, I know. I'm in Burbank.
MS. Hello?
What am I confused about? I'm doing a podcast.
I'm going to wrap it up.
I said that a minute ago. I am in a vortex.
Yeah, I know. I'm in Burbank.
No. You're in Burbank? No, I'm in a vortex. That's why they film Back to the Future over there. I'm having a Back to the Future moment.
Podcast.
23 people in the Periscope. You can't buy property with 23 people.
I am in
a vortex. You're not in Burbank. You're in a vortex.
You're in Burbank? No, I'm in a vortex. That's why they filmed Back to the Future over there.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future moment.
At Burger King.
23 people in the Periscope.
23, what a joke.
23 people.
I'm going to wrap this up. All right, listen. I'm just goofing around. That was a fun little podcast. We had a good time. Emma, thank you. Comedy, All Things Comedy, thank you. Festival of Friendship, Sports and Friendship. Every Wednesday, I've been knocking these things out. I'm probably up to 45 podcasts. Aaron writes up a prescription, I believe, and describes everything that happened on the podcast. Look for more guests. Look for more activities. Look for more voiceovers. Look for more cartoons. I had a good time. Let's go ahead and ask. Let's go. By the way, let's go ahead right now and look at some of the Periscope comments. It's a little bit delayed, but in closing, let's ask the Periscopers, should I feel good about what happened today? We are now talking to Periscopers. This will be a 90-second segment. Talking to Periscopers, should I feel good about the podcast, today's activities? Talking to interacting right now. Great echo segment. Thank you. That was fun. That was different. That's all we have is great echo segment. So that's a yes. Richard from Florida says yes. Thank you, Richard from Florida. Philip loved it. Thank you, Philip. Brody, the podcast was chaotic. You know what? I'll take that. Killer with a mask. I'll take that. One for truth. Yes, feel great. Your special is something to be proud of as well. Thank you. Shake your junk. Can't get enough of Brody speaking to himself. Oh, that's funny to me. Thank you, Philip, for that. Thank you, Philip, as I speak to you. Brody, you are funny as hell. I appreciate that. And that's from Jezebel. You should be proud. That's Richard from Florida. You should always feel good. Be proud of who you are and what you do. Thank you, Gold Monitor. And you know what? I am a pretty good guy. I've made some mistakes. I've lashed out. I've not hurt anybody. I used to throw rocks as a kid. I vandalized. But other than that, I'm not a bad person. You are every comedian's favorite comedian. I guess that's the end of the comments. All right. Well, reality is struck. Oh, we got more. Just bought the special. You can rent it. You can rent. You don't have to own it. Feel great. Brody podcast was epic. Loved it. I'm just scrolling back. You call SBS. Ha, ha, ha. It's a live self-promotion. It's funny. How many retweets? It's all you ask for is bonus. And I've got a late night at CS. I've got a name for late night. The podcast was timeline worthy. Thank you, Adam. Haven't seen you for a while. I've bought Brody merch. Thank you, Philip. We have more. We love you, Brody. That's Latina 23. That feels good. I appreciate that. You can find me at the Comedy Store. You can find me on Twitter at Brody is me friend. Emma does a great job. All the people involved here at All Things Comedy, they do a great job. I'm just looking for shelter. I'm just looking for shelter and senior care. If I can get shelter, senior care, and an EBT card. That's all I need for survival. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Thank you very much. We love you, Brody. Comments have really slowed down. Really slowed down. Inception podcast. Come back to Seattle. I'd like to come back to Seattle. I'd love to go out on the road. You know, it's like I do have to, you know, I have to keep an eye on my mom. I do. I just feel that I need to, and that's the way that is. I can go out on the road, though. I mean, it's not to say that I can't go out on the road. I would love to come out on the road. So if you can set something up, pay me some money, put me up. Chris D'Elia talks about you all the time on his podcast. Chris is a good guy. I've known Chris for a long time. I'm proud of Chris. He's done a good job. He got mad on Twitter, though, the other day at somebody. Political. I don't want to get involved in politics. Come back. Chris D'Elia. Chris D'Elia. Film your next special in Chicago. You're a good son. Thank you, Richard from Florida. Rocky Cavanaugh just joined. I'll tell you what, my nasal drip has definitely gotten better. I think that has to do with maybe resting my voice or certain supplements. I enjoyed your appearance on the Tiger Belly podcast as well. Thank you, Killer with a Mask. Two good guys. All right, folks, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you again to everybody, and I'll see you next week. And let's get some sponsorship. Let's get some merchandise. Let's get the website up and running. Brenton's going to help me out with some promotion. I want to say thank you to everybody on Twitter who's helped me out. You can find my special. It's available on iTunes. The album is available on Amazon. You can rent it. You can buy it. You can rent. You can buy. You can listen. You can download. My name is Stephen Brody Stevens. I went to Arizona State University, graduated 1993, 2.52, rounded up, GPA. I got to get going. I got to eat. Talk to you later. Enjoy it. Yes, you got it.